But first today, in a coordinated campaign, Australia's major newspapers have printed thick black lines over their front page stories to highlight what media organisations say are increasing controls on press freedom. The media coalition behind the campaign says bringing potential wrongdoing into the spotlight has become much harder because of a slew of recent new laws. Police raids earlier this year on the ABC and the home of a News Corp journalist were seen by organisers of the unprecedented Unifying campaign as the last straw. Barbara Miller reports.
Getting Australia's media organisations to act in unity is, as one commentator put it, like herding cats. But that's what they've done today, with the front pages of all major newspapers just a series of black lines. The Right to Know campaign is calling for greater protection for journalists and whistleblowers and greater transparency from government. But will the front page splash work? A question for Dee Madigan, creative director of the advertising agency Campaign Edge.
Unfortunately, because most people do not buy hard copy newspapers, that's where it actually has its biggest visual impact, and they won't see that. And on your desktop, you can see a little bit if you pull up the news sites, you can see quite a bit. On your mobile, it gets a little bit lost, though. You only sort of see something tiny at the bottom. And unfortunately, most people consume their news on their mobile. However, what it really does is it gives the journalists a story to talk about, and that's kind of its point.
Is that the way then, through the reporting about the front pages, that the public's going to learn about this campaign?
Yes. Yes.
Commuters approached by The World Today hadn't seen the front pages, but were generally supportive of the campaign when told about it.
We're just becoming America. I thought Australia was a country of, you know, free speech. Obviously, that's not the case. It's just another example of the country going backwards.
So was what the media could report, was that something that's been concerning you before you saw this?
Oh, obviously. I mean, look, sometimes the media gets it wrong, but, you know, other times you want to hear the real story, but if the government's not allowing the press any freedom, well then what are you listening to?
Somebody else decide what are the news that can be disclosed to the public. It's a bit unfair for us, for the public. We don't know what's happening.
I think the limits seem to be rather too strict here at the moment. Arbitrary decisions are being made and we don't know what's going on.
And what do you think about the media using its own platforms to campaign? Is that okay?
What else are they going to do?
Dee Madigan says she's not surprised the topic of press freedom has cut through in the general public.
I think it's the disengaged people because they don't trust politicians. And you have a whole lot of conspiracy theorists out there. And as it turns out, some of them are quite, they're right on the money with some of this stuff. So you tell them that the government's withholding information. They go, yeah, I always knew that.
Broadcasters, including the ABC, are also part of the Right to Know campaign.
The tax office can take money directly out of people's accounts, but you're not allowed to know.
The TV ad's really bad. There's just way too much in it, I think, for the public to understand it. I think it needs to be a little bit more, not dumbed down, but you have to choose less things to talk about for it to have more impact sometimes.
Concerns about new legislation have been growing for some time, but the raids on the ABC over stories by Dan Oakes and Sam Clark and on the home of News Corp political journalist Annika Smethurst have made press freedom a much more pressing issue. Annika Smethurst spoke this morning to 2GB Radio.
It's not about making journalists above the law, but it's about changing the laws so that journalism isn't a crime and that, you know, people out there know what the government is doing in their name.
Energy Minister Angus Taylor gave this response to the campaign.
Well, look, press freedom is an enormously important issue. There's no doubt about that. We have to get the balance right. There are national security considerations, and getting that balance right will be an ongoing and constant debate, and it should be, because this is an enormously important issue. That's why we've given it to the Parliamentary Committee on Intelligence and Security, one of the most prominent committees in the parliament.
But the opposition's Attorney General, Mark Dreyfus, says that's not good enough.
It's not enough for the government to just use these platitudes and weasel words of saying we support freedom of the press, when the reality is the government's not doing anything. What the Morrison government has to do is to rule out prosecution of Dan Oakes, Sam Clarke from the ABC and Annika Smithurst.
Organisers of the campaign hope it will make recommendations for change substantial enough that Australia is no longer referred to by newspapers such as the New York Times as the world's most secretive democracy.
Barbara Miller.